Blackstone Audio presents Wartime Lies by Louis Begley. For my mother. Take a man with a nice face and sad eyes, 50 or more winters on his back, living a moderately pleasant life in a tranquil country. He is a bookish fellow, the sort you would expect to find in a good publishing house, or at a local university, teaching how to compare one literature with another. He might even be a literary agent, with a flair for dissident writing, texts bearing witness against oppression and inhumanity. Sometimes, in the evening, he reads Latin classics. There is no question any more of his being able to do a version. He learned Latin in great globs to pass whatever examination happened to be blocking his path, always in the very nick of time. His knowledge was never precise. Fortunately, the power to grasp meaning and to remember has remained. He reveres the Aeneid. That is where he first found civil expression for his own shame at being alive. His skin intact and virgin of tattoo, when his kinsmen and almost all the others, so many surely more deserving than he, perished in the conflagration. He takes care to keep the metaphor at a distance. His native town in eastern Poland was no Ilium, and even if some SS black shirt, imperturbably beating an aged former human being with a riding crop is a pretty good stand-in for Pyrrhus slaughtering Priam. Where, in that senseless tableau, are the contending golden-haired gods and goddesses? He has seen such a beating, administered to a totally bald man forced to kneel, the blows aimed at the top of the head, the man's hands folded behind his back, unable to wipe the blood streaming down his face. What insult to what goddess was avenged by that outrage? Did Jove, sulking, order into action the detail of old Jews so usefully engaged in cleaning street gutters, also on their knees, under the supervision of Jewish militiamen, long staves held at the ready? Now he caresses the metaphors. When Aeneas plays the tourist in Carthage, thought...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?